This morning, we're catching up with the area manager for Noosa Coolum Salvation Army Family Stores. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Hello, Fiona. I'm awesome. And you?
I am fantastic. I think it's going to be a brilliant year this year. Let's face it, can't get any worse than the last two. We can only go up now.
Okay.
All right. So, look, the Salvo stores that are across the Sunshine Coast, and I believe you've got like 14 of them now. You've added Gympie and Caboolture. So, I mean, you've got quite a lot of presence across the Sunshine Coast. My understanding is that the funds that those stores make actually get put back into our local community. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, Fiona. So what happens is that across the Sunshine Coast, we have our family stores. So these are Salvation Army family stores that are run by the local church and set up by the local church. So, for example, the local church in Noosa is responsible for the Noosa Coolum Salvation Army family stores. And those profits go directly back into the local community for local projects and welfare, domestic violence relocation, helping at-risk kids, just to name a few of our programs.
Because you guys, like if people are quite vulnerable in the community or if they're really doing it tough, they can approach you guys for some assistance, can't they?
Definitely, yes. So we have community officers or community workers that are in each of our areas. So wherever there's an established church that has family stores connected to that, they will have a community worker. And obviously they have different set days and times that they would be available, but you can find that out by contacting the local church and they are there to assist people that are in need. Yes.
Now, I've actually done quite the secondhand shop crawl with my daughter because she's into she's into cosplay. So we're always looking for interesting clothes or even just sheets that she can use as material to make into something. And so, you know, we've driven up to Noosa to go to Salvo's. We've driven down to Caloundra and Maroochydore. We probably go there every second week just to find a bargain. And I guess you're always looking for quality donations for these stores, aren't you? Because, I mean, I have the mindset when I'm getting rid of the stuff, like, okay, there's lots of toys left over after Christmas because you've got new toys. There's not room for everything. The kids have to go through them. And so it's time to get rid of the old toys. And I use the mindset, well, if I wouldn't buy it for my child in that condition, well, I'm not going to give it to – I'm going to take it to the dump. I'm not going to give it to a secondhand store. But if it's still in working order and they've just outgrown it, then I will. I will donate it. So, I mean, that's the attitude to have, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You're spot on, Fiona. We're really looking for the quality donations. So, you know, brands are important also, and quality is important. So we're looking for, you know, items that are in good condition so that we can resell. Everything that we receive from our client base, from our customers, you know, from our community, we have to sell to then make the money so that money then gets poured back into the local program. So we often don't give things directly to clients. We actually operate these stores like businesses where we have to make the money and then we pass that money on. So we're definitely looking for quality donations. We don't want those mattresses dumped at the back of our stores that have stains or that are ripped or torn. We're looking for something that's in really good condition, yes.
Yeah, okay. And what kind of things, what kind of donations do you really seek out?
Good quality furniture is great, and especially this, you know, this time of the year where we're getting a little bit of movement again across the country. People are, you know, relocating to Queensland and to the Sunshine Coast. So quality furniture is very valuable for us right now and always welcomed. Quality clothing, because we do have a lot of people that now are quite environmentally aware and want to recycle, reuse. So they do come and they shop in our stores for quality clothing, which is awesome. Other things that we're looking for is toys that are in good condition so that we, you know, we can make, you know, recreational things available, you know, toys, games, puzzles, that sort of thing. We can make them available at a good competitive price for our families.
And where can people drop these donations off?
We do have four. I mean, they can drop them off at any store. So just simply Google the particular Salvation Army family store in your local area. Otherwise, we do have hubs where we do have a Salvation Army store in Calandra Road. We do have one at Nambour. And in the Noosa Koolamerri, we do have a warehouse that's in Eney Creek.
So I guess if somebody is looking for the address or the contact details or location of a store near them, mm-hmm. probably the yep. best thing to do would be to Google the suburb and Salvation Family Store, because it's not kind of centralised. So let's say I want to go to Maroochydore, I just Google Maroochydore Salvation Army Family Store and bingo, I'll get the deets.
That's right. Yeah, that you're exactly right, Jenna. That's the best way to do it. Otherwise, if they can't locate it specifically, then another option is actually to look up the Salvation Army Church in that area and ring the main number, and they will be able to direct the client to the specific store.
Fantastic. Lovely chatting with you, Melissa. Hope you have a fantastic 2022.
Thank you so much, Fiona. All the best. Bless you.